7:51, 9 minutes away from news time at 8 o'clock. And we depend on, of course, Sean Boligian with his background and expertise, and the one and only Steve Courtney, our WJR sports analyst, to tell us about sports. I'm just seeing on one of my monitors, you know, I'll throw this up to both you, Steve, and to Sean. When they start cheating in fishing contests, first it was chess. Right. We heard about cheating in chess. And now people putting rocks inside of fish so that when they're weighed, they can have the heaviest fish and win the contest. And they're digging rocks out of these fish that people put in them. Ay, ay, ay. Anyway.
Yeah, right. not the smartest choice there because, by golly, I'm sure there's a lot on the line with these fishing competitions. And no, Ralph, go ahead. Put some rocks in. They'll never know.
Hook, lying, and sinker, one of the headlines. Well, anyway, all right. But we have a more serious situation here with a firing in the college football.
Yes, indeed, Dub. Good morning again, everyone. This update brought to you by the wonderful folks at Bill Brown Ford. Go see my good friend Matt Garko and the hardworking team at Bill Brown Ford, located literally right around the block from me in Livonia. Bill Brown has been supporting and giving back to the community for well over 100 years. Get your next vehicle from Bill Brown Ford. Visit BillBrownFord.com. Obviously, fellas, the landscape of college football has changed dramatically with the transfer portal, NIL, things of this nature. Now, are we seeing win now or else? Is that the mentality being put into play? I raise that question because Wisconsin fired football coach Paul Chryst this past Sunday after the team's 2-3 start. Athletic director Chris McIntosh said in a news conference Sunday night that he met with Chryst in the morning and had an extensive discussion with him leading to the change. Defensive coordinator Jim Leonard will serve as the interim coach. And here's where it was a little bit different. McIntosh, Chryst, and Leonard met with players Sunday night to inform them of the change. In college football, usually when you get the Ziggy, your box is packed, you're home sipping on bourbon, and that's it. This is kind of interesting. The decision, by the way, to fire Chryst came one day after Wisconsin lost 34-10 to Illinois. The plot thickens. The Fighting Illini, obviously coached by former Badgers coach Brett Bielema. Wisconsin also fell 52-21 to Ohio State on September 24th, one of the worst losses in recent memory. Now, Coach Chryst, 56 years of age, he's from Madison, finishes with a 67-26 record in 7-plus seasons at Wisconsin, his alma mater. Here's the body of work. He won 10 games or more in four of his first five seasons with the Badgers, winning a Cotton Bowl, an Orange Bowl, and three Big Ten West Division titles. But the program began to fall off in 2020, going 4-3 before a slow start to the 2021 season. But the Badgers rebounded and went 9-4. Now, there are still seven games remaining on Wisconsin's schedule. This move did not go over very well with some of the players. As a matter of fact, star running back Braylon Allen tweeted, "Anyone who wanted Coach Chryst gone isn't part of this team." Now, according to Chryst's contract, Wisconsin will owe him $16.4 million if he is fired without cause. Although Mr. McIntosh, the AD, said the buyout will be significantly less than the numbers have been reported. Now, as far as the interim coach, Jim Leonard, goes, he's in a difficult situation as well. He describes getting the interim job as a dream coming out of a nightmare. Now, Sean, I'll pose the question to you. Been around a little bit. All right, you're off to a 2-3 start, 0-2 in conference play, but you have a pretty strong body of work. We have seen in our day the likes of Schembechler, Bowden, Paterno, Kirk Ferentz in Iowa. I think he got that job in 99. I think those days are long gone. I think it really is a win now or else mentality.
I don't think there's any debate about that, Steven. I saw part of that game on Saturday, and in a word, they looked awful. They really did. They were at home against Illinois. And as you mentioned, I think it rubbed a little salt in a wound that was already open and, dare I say, festering, that it was Brett Bielema that came in with, you know, look, an average Illinois team and really took it to them. So I think, Steve, a lot of ADs around the country might look at it as sample size and say, well, you know, what we've seen the last couple of years isn't up to our standards, and certainly what they have seen so far this year isn't up to the lofty standards that Wisconsin has set. I don't know about you. I've always respected Wisconsin from afar.
Sure.
You know, dating back to when Barry Alvarez came in, I think they've become a very good program in the last 30 years. And, boy, the last couple of years, it's been tough.
You know, but when you take a look at it, since the Big Ten went to a championship game, obviously a member of the West has never won that Big Ten championship. But it's always been Wisconsin there, Minnesota from time to time, Northwestern every once in a while. But here you got a guy who's from Madison. Clearly he was well-liked because some other players have been outspoken about his dismissal. So we shall see. But I do think that this is the beginning of the end as far as the wiggle room that used to be there with college ball. Maybe give somebody a little grace period. Paul Chris clearly didn't get that. This update brought to you by our good friends at Bill Brown Ford. Make sure you go see my good friend Matt Garko and the hardworking team at Bill Brown Ford, located right around the block from me here in Livonia. Bill Brown has been supporting and giving back to the community for well over 100 years. Get your next vehicle from Bill Brown Ford. Visit BillBrownFord.com.
No patience anymore, that's for sure.
Going to cost them some dough, too. Maybe not 16.4, but... You know, going to be up there.
Yeah, we got more to talk about coming up after the 8 o'clock news. Thank you, Steve Courtney, our WJR sports analyst, Sean Beligian, and you on WJR.